Health Minute. I'm Kathy Curtis.
AM 820 News Time, 7:25.
All news, all day. AM 820 News, Tampa Bay.
And joining us on the AM 820 News line is Zulfikar Rashid, the author of Rat Boys of Karalabad. Good morning, Zulfikar.
Good morning, Roger.
I was taking a look at your book, The Rat Boys of Karalabad. I could not believe how they, I guess you could call it, disfigure young children to make them beggars, to exploit them so they get money at religious shrines. Tell us about how that whole thing works.
Okay. So let me just explain the Rat Boys a little bit first. So Rat Boys are, as you described, children that are disfigured. And the best way to think about it is, if you are familiar with the Chinese feet binding practice, where some time ago, especially women's feet were bound so they were smaller because they were considered more attractive. It's a similar practice, except that, of course, it is much more abhorrent and the results are much more much worse than that. So you take a young child and you bind their head with leather straps or a metal cap and let them grow. So as they grow, their body and their facial features grow like a normal person. However, their head and the proximity around the head remains very small. So as they grow older, they start to look more and more like a rat.
Good heavens.
This is, it's just an abominable practice. Now, the good thing is that it's not happening as frequently anymore. But the main reason that people do that is to evoke more sympathy or potentially revulsion from people on the street where these children are let go to beg for money. And usually you see that people give more money. The more a person or a child is disfigured, they get more income in the sense.
Now, is the Catholic Church behind this?
No, it's not actually. This is a practice that's much more common in South East Asia, in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, etc. And it's really done around shrines as well, and this is even worse, in many cases, people leave their firstborn at the shrine because that's the deal that they make with the saint that's buried at that shrine. They wish for something, and in return, they have to leave their firstborn child.
Good heavens. And then they give money to the ugliest rat boy, thinking that this will speed their prayers along to whatever saint they're worshiping. Is that the basic thrust of that?
That is correct, but it's just that the saint is simply a, let's say, middleman to get to God. So in my book, The Rat Boys of Karalabad, the rat boys and child beggary, which is a prevalent problem in the society in that part of the world, that's just a symbol, that's just a means to really talk about how religion gets corrupted in the pursuit of power. Yes, sorry.
We are out of time. The Rat Boys of Karalabad, where is that book available?
That book is available on Amazon, on Goodreads, Barnes & Noble, and my website, ZulfikarRashid.com.
Thank you so much. AM 820 News Time, 7:28, time for traffic and weather together on the 8th.